Here with me in this interview is U.S. Senator Jim Talent from the great state of Missouri. And Senator Talent, I know this morning you received a nice award from the ethanol industry. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I enjoyed that because they're a great group of people. They're changing the country. I think they're changing history, really. Yeah, and it's been a real privilege to be a part of that. Well, I sponsored the renewable fuel standard, as you know, and the ethanol tax credit created the ethanol industry, and the renewable fuel standard has created the market now. And I think this cat is out of the bag. I don't think the oil companies can put it back in. We're in a renewable world, and we're going to enjoy the benefits of that more and more in the years to come, and the Ethanol Coalition deserves a lot of credit.
Well, and you're here at this event. What about the announcement that's been made here by Cargill and Missouri Soybean and others?
Well, I told the Cargill people that I was pleased about their commitment to Kansas City, and I was pleased that they're doing the right thing the right way. This is going to be majority farmer-owned, which I think is very smart on their part. They're going to have an integrated operation here. They're going to source most of the oil from Missouri, and I think that's all very smart as a business model and also just as the right way to approach this issue. You know, we have a potential here with these products to make the nation energy independent and to renew rural America, particularly in the Midwest. We're going to see manufacturing jobs. We're going to see high-tech research facilities, and we're going to see better prices for the underlying commodity. And, boy, this is what agriculture has needed for a long time. So we just need now a sure, steady hands at the tiller all the way across the board so we don't blow it. I think if we don't blow it, we're going to do very well.
Can you make a comment on what this type of facility will mean for the state of Missouri?
Well, I mean, it means between who they're going to hire here and the suppliers and the associated industries, hundreds of jobs. It enhances Kansas City's stature, you know, as the trading hub of North America. It's important from an agribusiness perspective. It will help research. I mean, it's tremendously important, and it's only one. I mean, we do have others, and we're going to have still more. It's tremendously important from an energy independence standpoint, and it's good for the environment. I mean, I just don't know. You know, there are a lot of people around the country who say to me now, well, you know, why was anybody ever opposed to this? Well, go talk to the oil companies because, you know, they don't make this stuff, and they didn't want it in the economy. But now they've got it, and they're going to have to deal with it.
Well, having been at an ethanol conference with the American Coalition of Ethanol, now at a biodiesel plant announcement, Missouri certainly seems to be playing a key role in the development of renewable fuels nationally.
Yeah, we have the great farmland, but we also have the smart, aggressive producer associations. These are very savvy people. And they're national leaders in renewable fuels. Another tremendous thing is that everybody's worked together. You know, it hadn't been the corn growers trying to cut out the bean growers. Everybody understands the market for energy is virtually unlimited. So, you know, once we get the nation committed to renewables, there's plenty there for everybody. And I've never had to referee. You know, I've never had to deal with one of them come to me and say backstab the other. It's been it's just a privilege to work with these folks. And we're going to keep winning. We just have to be smart. And savvy and steady with a hand on the tiller. I mean, I think we need to now step back for the rest of the year, continue to do some things, but really strategically plan for next year.
Anything else people should know about what's happening in D.C. as it relates to renewable energy in particular?
Well, we're going to continue doing things to support agriculture, of course. I'm going to push hard for drought relief. We're going to continue trying to keep the oil companies at bay. You know, one of the things they're doing now is telling their franchisees that they can't put in E85 pumps, and I'd like to get legislation passed to stop that. So we're going to keep doing things the rest of this session, but then I think we need to plan strategically about what the next big step is legislatively. And I've also said to people, Washington needs to be the junior partner in this. I don't want Washington dictating investment, anything like that. I want the private sector controlling the basic direction of investment, but with the federal government with the right incentives to make sure that this market develops.
Well, thank you very much. I know the industry appreciates all your support.
Well, I love working with him. I really am.
That's U.S. Senator Jim Talent here in the great state of Missouri in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.